All right, thanks, Neil, for joining us. So we want to talk about the city council meeting last night for the city of Carrington. Happened last night, 7:30 at Carrington City Hall. First on the agenda, let's see, we talked about, or you talked about the 2016 financial audit, right?
Right. Harold Rotunda, the CPA for the city of Carrington, gave the 2016 financial audit and basically went over all of our budgeted items that we budget for throughout the year. And actually, the city of Carrington did a real good job at following their budgets. And despite that we had a terrible winter and had to lease some large machinery over the winter. So overall, it went fairly well. And the good thing at the end, there's money in the bank. So
yeah, it was, it seems like in December we got hit pretty hard in January. And then yep. So lots of snow removal in there.
Lots of snow removal. There was very, very great expense, actually, the month of December, early January, and it sure added up. And it was good that we had some money in the budget from actually last year that helped out too. So it was very good that was there. And like I say, overall, it turned out for the good. So
okay, sounds good. Let's see, Marianne Doling and Jody Hovdenis from the Carrington Health Center gave a report last night as well, right?
Yep, they gave an update on their service excellent status, and they do this like quarterly to the city council. It's kind of a point grading system that is used to rate our hospital, and actually they're rating quite high in health care for a smaller community, and that's really good. So glad to see that.
Golden Gate is having a wedding dance coming up.
Garden Gate.
Garden Gate.
They're requested to move their liquor license to the Armory on May 20th for a wedding dance. Yes.
Okay. I was thinking the Golden Gate Bridge there for some reason.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So that's May 20th. Committee reports, fire alarms were installed by the Carrington Fire Department recently.
Yep. Last Saturday, the firemen and American Red Cross teamed up and went throughout our community, and they installed several smoke alarms in residences, and some people really, really needed them, and that was very good, and very proud of our firemen and fire department for taking the time and doing that. So appreciate that.
Spaghetti Feed also coming up.
Yep, on April 19th, they have the Arnie Schroeder, Jim Dunn Memorial Spaghetti Feed. It's a good time, good food. Make sure everybody goes down there and has a plate of spaghetti.
And then the fire department has had a couple of calls, including a grass fire just recently, right?
Yep, they had their first grass fire of the year. It was over there by Gray City. If I remember right, I think Ken said it was almost like 40 acres that had burnt up. And even though we think it's wet conditions out there, some areas, especially in the hilly areas, it is dry. So beware of that.
Okay, and other committee reports here. Public Works doing some sealing still, right?
Public Works is, they've been doing some crack sealing around town. Got a pretty good start on that. Street sweepers have been busy going up and down the streets, cleaning up streets and gutters, and doing the normal maintenance in the spring, so.
Talking this morning with Mayor Neil Fandrick for Carrington. Neil, let's see, sticking with Public Works, the school, you drive by the school, it's busy. I mean, there's a lot of activity going on now, yep. A lot of materials. Now, the lift pump is done for the city sewer, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Last week, they had finished up installing two new pumps, the control panel, and a gate that goes around the pumps, and that was all put in. So that's all freshened up and new. Everything is working just great. So,
okay, and that's in service then.
That's in service. Yeah.
Okay. Waste management contract is up May 1st, right?
May 1st, waste management's contract is going to be up. Actually, the contract comes to us on May 1st. It's not officially, doesn't have to be signed till August. Some of the finance and legal people on the board were thinking that maybe we should see if we can find another garbage carrier. The feeling was that things are getting fairly expensive there. I know they do an excellent job for us with the brown totes and all that. But it was felt that maybe to try to cheapen things up, we're going to try to get another bid. As everybody knows, two bids are always better than one, just to see where everybody's at. And maybe the second bid is just as high as what waste management is. So we're going to do a little exploring there and see where that's at once. So.
Now, do you have a company in mind, or just kind of search out what else is out there?
There is a company called Midwest Sanitation that's, I know it's out west of here. At this moment, I don't know exactly what town they're from, but I know last time when it came up, they did contact us, but it was, we had already signed the contract with Waste Management.
Okay.
So they were a few days late, but definitely be looking at them again to see where we're at with that garbage contract.